A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in her. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The evangelist John presents Eucharist in a very different light than the accounts we are given by the earlier evangelists, Mark, Matthew, and Luke. In the Synoptic Gospels, Eucharist is a special meal Jesus shares with his disciples. Taking bread, Jesus says to those at table with him, Take and eat, this is my body, which will be given up for you. Taking a cup, Jesus says, Take and drink, this is my blood, which will be shed for you. Do this in memory of me. The Last Supper meal is a comforting, reconciling, and empowering embrace between Jesus and his disciples before he enters his passion, death, and resurrection. In contrast, John presents Eucharist in a lengthy discourse by Jesus on the bread of life. Jesus' teaching is intermittently interrupted by sounds of discord. Those who were listening quarreled among themselves, asking, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? The Johannine community was confronted with profound questions of meaning around Eucharist that prior generations did not face. American author Annie Dillard wrote this about Christian Sunday morning church services. On the whole, I do not find Christians outside of the catacombs sufficiently sensible of conditions. Does anyone have the foggiest idea what sort of power we so blithely invoke? Or, as I suspect, does no one believe a word of it? The churches are children playing on the floor with their chemistry sets, mixing up a batch of TNT to kill a Sunday morning. It is madness to wear lady straw hats and velvet hats to church. We should all be wearing crash helmets. Ushers should issue life preservers and signal flares. They should lash us to our pews. For the sleeping God may wake someday and take offense. Or the waking God may draw us out to where we can never return. In her humorously provocative manner, Dillard points to the reality of what it means to celebrate Eucharist. And it may well have been the reality that challenged the Johannine community and caused the discord. Jesus says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. The one who feeds on me will have life because of me." In the celebration of Eucharist, the community gathers to be fed by the Word of God and the body and blood of Jesus. By participating in the Eucharistic meal, one chooses to take on the very life of Jesus, to be the body of Christ. To consume the body and blood is a choice to take on Christ consciousness and Christ-mindedness. I do not merely believe in Jesus, but I choose to be as Jesus in the world. In the act of Eucharist, one invites and consents to the work of the Holy Spirit that leads to inner transformation of both mind and heart. I surrender my ego-centered will to the will of God. I relinquish my ego-centered mind to the mind of Christ. The life of Christ literally runs through my veins and nourishes my body. The journey to be Christ in the world, embodied in Eucharist, is no ordinary walk in the park. The bread and blood given to us by Jesus is food for a journey that defies human imagination and understanding. Jesus speaks the ultimate reality. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in her. I consume the body and blood of Jesus to become, literally, the body of Christ in the world. We are left, I think, with a simple question, a choice. Do we choose the crash helmet or the straw hat?